Back inside the booth with Derek Taylor and Luke Mullender, the Riders winners once again, now 8-4 on the season after the win over the Montreal Alouettes. And Luke, now three game-winning drives for the Riders, 54 yards to get to Brett Lowther, the field goal to win this game. This is old hat at this point, and from here till the end of the season, I thought, man, this team has no problems. If they're down late, I, as a fan, I'm not worried at all. Three times now.
Yeah, when you look at playoff football in the CFL, but really just the game in general, a lot of the times it comes down to that last possession, right? So if you have an offense that's capable of scoring on any last possession, that makes you exponentially better. And I think that it's why the Saskatchewan Roughriders probably went in to the playoffs as a lot of people's Grey Cup's favorites, because they were able to do that. Like, we got the feeling that that Western final between Winnipeg and Saskatchewan was the Grey Cup game, right? We didn't say it a ton, right? But a lot of people looked at that game and said, because of what Saskatchewan was able to put on tape in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, this was a province that before 2019 hated Stephen McAdoo. Yes. At this point, 2014, this game, week eight, Stephen McAdoo's the man. Can't do no wrong. Guy's going to golf, getting free meals, everything. He's the best. So, again, history, and it's always good to get a victory going into the bye week, which is really crucial, especially when you have the next six games to finish. Like, this is the most important six games of the season. You have to be playing your best football headed into the playoffs. So to get a win in that bye, and you remember when we were talking to the players, it was a whole different attitude of a bye than the first bye. The first bye was like, oh, yeah, we're going to get away. We're going to, right?
Oh, they'd slumped after the Calgary loss, right? They went out with their... Everybody was exhausted. Yep. Now they were energized going, hey, we're 5-1 in the last six games. We've won 7 of 8. This is the greatest team in the world.
And what we're going to do is we're going to take the bye week. We're going to spend, but everybody was really locked in.
They talked about working. Stretch. A lot of guys talked about working. Yep. I'm going to be working because we're good now.
And that's the thing. When you have leaders in the locker room and you're focused on the overall goal.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't get this. I don't know what I'm going to do on the bye week. Like, there's a lot of people that said, yeah, I'm going to go spend some time with family, but I'm going to be bringing film. I'm going to be working out. Like, it was a serious added. I was really excited about the final third of the season, I remember, after this game.
Odd stat from this one, Montreal, 33 minutes, 23 seconds was their time of possession. Saskatchewan, a little over 26. Doesn't usually happen that way, but Saskatchewan, with less time, got the win.
But they won the turnover battle.
There you go.
That's usually where the differences are.
Plenty more in the post-game show to come. It's Reunited in Green, the Alouettes and the Riders on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender back with you. Luke is king of the thirds. Who told you about the break the season into thirds philosophy? Where did that come from?
That just came from when I was a player. That's what we used to do.
When you were a Rider player?
We used to sit there and break down. I remember distinctly sitting there with Darian Durant. In the homes that we were renting and saying, okay, like looking at literally taking the schedule after like a couple of weeks and after seeing some of the teams and looking at the schedule and saying, okay, we need to probably be 4-1 here, right? And going into this stretch, like you see Calgary, you see Edmonton, you see BC. If we're 4-1 going into this next little stretch, we're going to be in a good spot. Right. And we've heard other GMs, like that's how the league breaks down. Cause you can go into, for instance, I remember talking to GMs, after the games against the Riders. Like I remember running into Tillman a couple years ago when the sixth game for them was Saskatchewan. And he was saying, well, yeah, we really looked at this opportunity as being 3-3 going into the next third. So that's how it just happens with everybody.
The Riders 3-3 in the first third, this, the end of the second third of the season in which they went 5-1, not exactly in first place quite yet, but feeling really good about it.
Yeah, and headed into the final third of the year, you had a monster schedule. You were at Toronto, at Calgary, at BC, at Edmonton in that final six. That's preparing you for playoff football. And that is, even though when I was a player, I looked at that schedule as like, man, that's a tough one. At the same time, you look at it as a player as, hey, we're going to be so much better heading into the playoffs. But again, it comes down to West versus East and how those battles and those final thirds finish out. Mm-hmm. You look at the West teams go into the playoffs limping, right? Look at us. Shoot, we didn't even know Cody was going to play in the Western Final up until that week, right? Like, the West teams go in limping, and then the East teams are just fresh as daisies. It's like they were coming off a training camp and 2 days off, right? So then you meet in the Grey Cup, and you settle it out.
Yeah. How did that end?
Didn't end well for us.
Let's not think about that. We got four more weeks where we have to think about the West Final.
Yeah.
The stories coming from that game are crazy, and we'll be happy to bring them to you. That is it for Luke and I. Next segment, we're going to tease you with next week's game. It is a doozy, the third one between the Riders and Bombers. A lot of great stories coming up from that. We'll give you a little listen next. It's Reunited in Green on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Next week on Reunited in Green, game number 3 against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, the battle for first place in the West, and a trying game against a very tough team. What is that feeling of helplessness in that moment like?
It's terrible. It's the same thing as like you watching your kid fall off your bike and not being close enough to be able to help them.
When we called this call, he wasn't supposed to blitz, but he changed it because of the formation, something that he had seen on film.
That's the Huck and Chuck, Craig. It's the Huck and Chuck, and it worked.
Yeah, that's what I said we wouldn't do, right? You remember that?
I do. As you're walking back, having flown over the bench, is that a walk of shame? What is the feeling there?
Because I got the first down, it felt a lot better, for sure, and it made that hit with the Gatorade a lot better, feel a lot better.
And when I looked up and I saw it was just one guy in front of me, I'm like, oh, it's a wrap. Like, he has no chance of tackling me right now.
That's next Sunday on Reunited in Green. Join us at 3 o'clock. We will be back with the Riders and Bombers. Another great game from the 2019 season. I'm Derek Taylor, your host. Thank you for being with us. Join us next Sunday for more on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.